AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Donald Trump says he's ready to hit the ground running when he is sworn in today as the nation's 47th president.
You're going to see executive orders that are going to make you extremely happy, lots of them.
At a rally last night at Washington's Capital One Arena, the president-elect says a focus will be on immigration.
The invasion of our borders will have come to a halt, and all the illegal border trespasses will in some form or another be on their way back home.
In Miami, immigration advocate Nora Sandigo says she's preparing people for what may lie ahead.
We did a drill of how to protect if the deportation knock at the door of your house.
Because of cold weather in Washington today, the inauguration has been moved indoors to the Capitol Rotunda. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It'll be the first presidential oath inside since Ronald Reagan started his second term 40 years ago. The rotunda only holds 600 people. Some 250,000 had tickets to watch the inauguration from around the Capitol grounds.
TikTok says it's restoring service to users in the U.S. just hours after the popular video sharing platform went dark in response to a federal ban. The announcement on X came after President-elect Trump said that he plans to pause the ban by executive order on his first day in office. Yemen's Houthi rebels have signaled they now will limit their attacks in the Red Sea corridor to only Israeli-affiliated ships, just as a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip entered its second day. Residents across the country from the northern plains to Maine are bracing for dangerously low temperatures today as tens of millions of people along the East Coast contend with a thick blanket of snow, and more snow is in the forecast. This is AP News. People in Southern California are bracing for gusty winds and a heightened risk of wildfires. The warning comes 2 weeks after devastating wildfires killed at least 27 people around Los Angeles. Santa Ana wind gusts this time around could reach 70 miles per hour. Ariel Hall returned to her home in Altadena to find it gone.
When we left, we didn't pack anything. So all memorabilia of my mom, everything from 1970 to 2025 was here.
She told KABC the future is uncertain.
We are homeless right now.
Hall is determined to rebuild.
This recovery is more important than TikTok. We need to recover Altadena.
Firefighters have made progress on the perimeter of the Palisades fire near the Pacific coast, but there are areas in the interior that continue to burn. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.